Sex is there.
Yes, yes.
That is not missed.
No.
Therefore, Bhagavad says, Vishaya khalu sarvatasya. Vishaya, the four things, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, in any condition of life, they are available. They are available. It doesn't matter in what condition of life you are living, but these things are available. Vishaya khalu sarvatasya. Sarvata means everywhere, in any condition. This is available. Still, people are busy for these four things. That is assured that any condition of life, you will have these four things. Tasyaiva heto prajate heto kovida nalabhate jad brahmadam parajata. Therefore, we should not endeavor for these four things. That is already fixed, I will get in any condition. Then, what for our energy should we employ, which was not available, wandering up and down, beginning from the heavenly planet down to the Pluto's planet. This is a passenger ship?
Yes.
That they stand there and passengers come here?
Yes.
Through boats?
Yes. This, the ships like this go around the Orient to Japan and Indonesia.
Arrangement for that thing. Vishaya khalu sarvatasya. Vishaya, material necessity. They are available.
Good morning.
Good morning. In any condition of life, bird, beast, insect, vagabond, wretched, every man will get it. One can secure on motor car, then life is secure.
He feels very secure.
Yes, he does. He feels he has freedom. He can go anywhere.
Only depend on motor car.
Yes. Now, everyone is very fearful because there's no gas for the motor car.
Yeah.
They say that a man walking in the street does not feel so big, but once he gets behind the wheel of the motor car, he becomes very puffed up.
Yeah. That is natural. He thinks I am motor car. He identified.
We say sense gratification is available for everyone, but they don't agree. They think if I don't have this nice apartment, it's not the same as sleeping in a bad condition.
Bad condition, good condition, that is another thing. But you get it. You get it. Bad condition, good condition, that is my consideration. But the things are available. Even the best apartment in India, that is not a good apartment for America. This is simply my mental concoction. This is good, this is bad. I am thinking it is the best. Another man says, it is the best. The hog is thinking stool is very nice food. And I am thinking, it is nonsense. So best and good, it is simply mental concoction. It has no value. Just like these Western people, what is their ultimate standard of best? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Just like 100 years before, there was no skyscraper building. And now, even best skyscraper building is not best. So what is the standard of best? It is all mental concept.
Just like in New York, at one time the Empire State Building was the biggest. Now they've built two buildings that are the biggest in the world now.
Yes. Now someday it will be less.
Yes, already in Chicago they're building one.
It's bigger.
A Sears building.
So, what is the standard of best and less? There is no standard. This is called Maya.
Many philosophers have tried to define what is the best.
Huh?
Many philosophers have tried to define what is the best.
They cannot.
It's not possible.
They cannot. It is not possible.
They have no absolute.
No, they have no idea. Mental speculators, they are no good. Monorathena. By the mental plane, ARC, is simply hovering. They have no standard.
So a devotee does not have to cogitate too much. Whatever satisfies Krishna, that is best.
That's all. Now, Krishna is best, that's all. And whatever is done for Krishna, that is best. That's all. We have got a standard. Therefore, we are satisfied. Even in distress condition, because Krishna has given me distress, so-called distress, it is not distress. So, this is all right. Because here, distress or happiness, they are simple mental concoction. Daitya Bhadra, I am in the material existence, that is my distress. That distress has to be removed. Not this temporary distress or happiness.
When we try to help people in that way, they don't care for our help. We try to give people that, they don't want that. They want temporary help.
That's all right. They are mad. Still, we have to do that. Mad man does not... He doesn't think that I require anyone's help. But still, the father and mother, guardian, government gives him help. We are not dependent on their decision. We are dependent on Krishna. Therefore, paradukha dukhi. Vaishnava is unhappy seeing others unhappy. Otherwise, they have no unhappiness. They are unhappy seeing that this rascal is unnecessary suffering. That is unhappiness. Suchi tato bhimukachet. Prahlad Maharaj said, I am no. I am a problem. But I am simply thinking of these rascals. First, for some temporary happiness, they make so gorgeous arrangement and forgotten their real business. It's like all this. What is this city? At any moment, it will be finished. But just like they're flying, fleeing some other place, America will be destroyed. So, why they have spoiled so much energy? They do not know what to apply the energy for real benefit. Mudha, therefore they have been called as Mudha. Duskitina, Duskitina, showing very good merit for this big building, big road. Kriti, Kriti means meritorious, but Duskriti, Duskriti means for useless purpose. Real purpose missing, they have no information of the soul within the body. Simply they are engaged in the bodily activity. The soul is neglected. Mayara vase jaccho vese khaccho havu. One verse of Bhagavad, every one of us, and try to understand, scrutinizing it, life will be successful. At least one verse.
Every day?
Every day. Hey, why I'm taking so much trouble? Everything in life.
I was reading yesterday about the talks between Uddhava and Maitreya and Krishna. And it described that previously Uddhava was one of the eight Vasus who desired to associate with the Lord.
Yeah.
What is exactly the position of the Vasus?
Vasus is that demigods. Before appearance of Krishna, some of the exalted demigods are ordered to come and arrange for his arrival. So Uddhava arrived and many others arrived. They are coming from heavenly planets.
Bhishma Dev was also one of the Vasus.
Yes. Ashtavas.
In Bhishma Dev's instructions, while he was dying, one of the questions that he was asked is, which is more powerful, action or destiny, karma? He replied that they were both very powerful, but of the two, action was more powerful.
Dying. Reaction. Reaction. What is that bird?
I don't know.
Bird or something else?
Bird. That sound?
Yes. Bird.
Our philosophy of Krishna consciousness, if they actually want to be happy. This is a fact. Not sentimentally, but scientifically, philosophically. Let the biggest scientist, biggest philosopher come and understand.
Okay.
nobody saw.
Yeah, they saw, but it was very faint. It was not as bright as it was expected.
It did not collide.
Huh?
It did not hit the earth.
Oh. But only they saw.
No, it was visible to the naked eye, but very faintly, not as bright as it was predicted.
They had predicted it was going to be its brightest 3 million
times.
Moons. Like a full moon. Night.
Predictions were going around about the end of the earth was
end
coming.
Of the earth. 40. They said they had 40 days. Only 40 days left.
How the rascals there?
You see.
They won't believe. That's what I hear. I know it cannot be. That easy journey to other planet. I described it, you know, going well, a child is. Did I not?
Yes, yes.
The material world is also. It is insignificant in comparison to the spiritual world. Some portion of it is covered by Maya, just like this cloud. How one bird or flower should be beautiful, nicely decorated. Krishna gives his energy only, little, and everything is. Sabhavikika, as if a very good artist has painted nice. Sabhavikigyana Valakriyasa. How to do it? That Krishna knows. That is his inconceivable energy.
Like the sunset, that is also Krishna's artistry.
Everywhere. Now, Pashyanti Sarvancha Jo Mahi Pashyati. That is advancement of Krishna consciousness. Everywhere one sees Krishna, and in Krishna he sees everything. Therefore he sees Krishna only, he sees nothing. And the atheist will say, where is Krishna? An advanced devotee will say, everywhere Krishna. Antar bahi, inside and outside. Nato nasto dharo jatha.
It is a devotee's misconception if he thinks that Krishna is outside, everywhere, but he's not in the temple.
Huh?
Because I remember...
He's not a devotee, he's a rascal.
Yes, because in one of your... the act of devotion, you explain about some Mayavadi, sometimes they think that Krishna is not in the deity, but he is everywhere else.
That is the rascal. And these ships require huge quantity of petrol.
Many ships now, they're lying idle in the ports for lack of petrol.